Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
But let's talk to Orland Park Mayor Keith Peacock. He's calling in right now, and thank you for the time this afternoon, sir. How you doing?
Thank you very much for having me, Anna.
I know you have a YouTube channel, like all the cool kids, and one of the things that, you know, but you had a very powerful one that is trending today, and it has to do with exactly what we're talking about right now. It has to do about the restaurants being shut down, and you're taking a look at the data there locally near you, and you're sort of scratching your head. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I don't think that these decisions are based off of data. We all know that cases are going up, but hospitalizations have remained flat, so that's good news. And there's no information that's been released that suggests that it's restaurants that are causing it. Cook County's not sharing it. Illinois Department of Public Health is not sharing it. We stumbled across DuPage County Public Health Department was releasing information from the Illinois Department of Public Health, the outbreak reporting system. So they actually have this data, Illinois Department of Public Health does, in DuPage.
I'm looking at it right now, Mayor. Let me just go ahead and sum it up, because I did take a look at this. I saw your YouTube video today. DuPage Public Health, in DuPage County, they break it down by settings of where the outbreaks occurred, and they go through a list. It's a fairly lengthy list of about 20 different locations. At the top of the list, long-term care facilities at 50%, nursing homes an additional 14%, assisted living 13%, so that's what, 50, 60, 70, 5% in those three things, in nursing homes and assisted care. 75% of the outbreaks stem back to those settings in DuPage County, according to the health data. Then you got to go down to food production and manufacturing. That's 10%. Workplace is only 1.2% of the outbreaks. Church, 0.9%. Retail, 0.8%. All the way down the list here, restaurants, 0.5% of where they have traced the outbreaks to there in DuPage County. What is your conclusion when you take a look at that data and you're putting it out to everybody to digest?
Well, suburban Cook County is not that much different than DuPage County, so that information, it has to be fairly consistent across the counties. And if the governor had this information, he would share it because it would support his decision. If it was 70% restaurants, it would make sense. But when, as you just pointed out, restaurants are all the way down to 0.5%. Why are we targeting restaurants? Not only are we targeting restaurants, but we're saying it's okay to go in there and pull handles for video gaming, but you can't go in there to eat. It doesn't make any sense.
And you're obviously hearing from the restaurateurs. You take this seriously. I know you do. We've talked before. This is we're not looking at great case numbers in the state of Illinois. We're not looking at even the death numbers are increasing. And we're seeing that this is that they're very concerned when you hear from health officials about this reaching a second wave and that more people are going to become infected as we move indoors. How do you feel about all of that?
Well, clearly this is serious. And clearly we have to address it, but we need to use the data to address it the right way. And I don't think we've been shown the data to fully understand where we need to address it. We know for sure that long-term care facilities and assisted living facilities are places where we're having massive breakouts. Over 50% of the deaths in the state are from those settings. So we know that. So we need to come up with something to protect those areas. The other thing that we know is that I believe Dr. Arwadi has said 2/3 of the cases are coming from in their homes. So it's people that they know, and that's where they're getting it from. They're basically being exposed in their own homes. So we're all going inside, like you said. So the one thing to be careful of is if you are going to have larger holiday gatherings and all that, make sure if you're not feeling well that you don't go infect your friends, neighbors, and family members and stay home.
Yeah, in fact, the mayor in her 11 o'clock news conference today just said this. She reiterated what she said in the past. If we saw that restaurants and bars, that they were the source of the second surge, the city would have acted on that information. The city has not. This is the city of Chicago, not your area, but the city of Chicago. The city has not seen that bars and restaurants are the source of the outbreaks. It's private social gatherings in people's homes. That's from the mayor today, reiterating that. And you're seeing it there too when you look at the public data you're showing. Do you think that, I mean, is there any sort of timeline on this that you know? Is it another 2 weeks this is extended for the restaurants, or is it sort of indefinite?
Well, if we go all the way back to when these shutdowns occurred originally, it was supposed to be 2 weeks and ended up being, 6 weeks, and then restaurants were closed for another 4 weeks on top of that. I've yet to see any data that supports targeting our restaurants, and our restaurant owners went through this once. Those that had survived that probably won't survive a second time. And maybe the governor doesn't understand. You know, he's been a billionaire his entire life. But most small businesses operate on a very thin edge, and they may make a nice living, but that can go away very quickly. And restaurants in particular have very low margins. And you've put restaurants through this one time, you put them through it again, most of them aren't going to survive.
Yeah, I mean, it is the stark reality. I mean, you already, like you said, going into this, they were struggling, and now we look at it and we think, well what now? What'll happen? What advice do you give them, Mayor? Do you have any when people are coming to you?
When they talk to us, what we say is that we have no legal authority to enforce the governor's executive orders. That's by the state Illinois Emergency Management Act itself says that we cannot be made to enforce his emergency declarations. That has to come from the emergency agencies of the state and the Illinois State Police. So we will not be enforcing those. And it's really up to the businesses to make their own decisions. And whatever decision an individual business makes, I will support it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's clear enough. Any final thoughts you want to give us here before I let you go? I know it's a busy day for you, and I appreciate the time. Anything you want to say?
Well, I would just encourage everyone, we do need to take this seriously, but also we also are going to have to learn to live with it, because this is not going away. We've eliminated only one virus in human history, and that was smallpox, and that took hundreds of years of effort. So we have to somehow learn how to live with it safely, and to do that, we need to see real data. We need to collect good data that really tells us how this is spreading, where it's spreading, so that we can take appropriate actions to keep people safe in those environments.
Yeah. Thank you, Mayor. Keep us posted on things, okay?
Thank you very much.
Mayor Peacock.
Have a good weekend.
You too, in Orland Park.